the fuck?
Entertaining high that makes 75k a year.
No, that's so cute. No, no, no. With inflation and this economy, I absolutely could not. I don't think that he could afford our groceries. And I mean, and I'm buying organic, and obviously I'm buying all like grass-fed, grass-finished beef, no seed oil. So no, he couldn't afford that at Whole Foods. No, no, no.
No Whole Foods for this guy.
No Whole Foods. We're back at like Publix, like the sale section.
Like Walmart groceries.
Walmart groceries, yeah.
Straight bougie. And I know the girl who's interviewing this lady shops at Walmart. You better stop it, bro. $75,000 is a lot of money. And a lot of guys who are making $75,000 have to bust their ass, bro. And for you, you're probably just mad because, hey, $75,000 won't be able to feed you organic, but it won't be able to pay for that Botox in your forehead, your cheeks, and your lips.
Morning, you stunning stack of fucking sunshine. Rise and fucking grind. Do you fucking know what today is? Today's the day you remember who the fuck you are. You did not wake up today to be a weak-ass bitch. You're a fucking champion. And champions keep fucking going. Even when they're fucking tired and want to give up.
I got a dress on.
That's not what the fuck you said you was wearing tonight.
Well, I changed my mind. I didn't want to wear that. Well, I look like a granny in it. I want to wear the dress.
No, you're not finna wear the dress. You finna go back home and fucking change.
I'm not. Look at look what time it is. I'm a bad bitch. I'm not finna go to the house and change. I'm wearing what I'm wearing.
Who the fuck is that on the side of you?
Don't worry about who on the side of me. He ain't nobody.
You need to go change.
Why do I gotta go change though?
That's not what you said you was finna wear. I gave you a different outfit to wear.
Well, I don't wanna wear what you told me to wear. I wanna wear the dress.
Come pick you up, you finna go change.
No, I'm not finna change.
Fuck you are. Get off my phone, I'm on the way.
Whatever the fuck, bye. By the time you get there, I won't be here. You knew what you had before you bagged me. When you bagged me, that's why you wanted to bag me in the first place. Because I was a bad bitch. So now you want to be mad because other niggas think I'm a bad bitch. That sounds insecure to me.
All right, so what are we doing?
We going.
We going?
We going. Where are we going to go?
Right, we out.
Yeah.
Man, that was a whole bunch of cap at the end, bro. A whole bunch of cap. You talking about he wanted you because you bad. Okay, he wanted you. But look how he taking care of you. He got it to a point where he giving you outfits to wear. And you wearing the bad boys. You just so happen to change while you're out. That's just telling me you still got to follow that man. He's taking care of you. All right. He gave you an outfit to wear. You changed it. Guess what? He wants you to change back. And he about to make you change out of that thing. We all know after this video ends, you're about to be in the same spot for when he comes and pick you up. You're going to change out, bro. Stop playing. That man is running you, man. He is running you, bro. And it's okay. He take care of you. You gotta follow his lead, bro. And it's okay. You know, you gotta do that. That man showed you what to wear, you wear it. He tell you to change, you change. It's all good. Like, nobody's judging you for that. And he's taking care of you. Stop all that cap at the end, girl. You know you about to be right where you need to pick up.
You're really cute.
I can't hear you.
You're really cute.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
I like your outfit and your sunglasses.
Thank you. You don't look bad yourself. You look good.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. But have a nice day, though.
Wait.
What's up?
I can help you, though. We can find the beach together.
I mean.
Go for a walk.
I don't know if that'd be appropriate. I got a girlfriend. So have a good day, though.
That's okay.
I mean, what do you mean that's okay?
She doesn't have to know anything.
I can't hear you.
She doesn't have to know anything.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm loyal and everything, so I want to, like, stay loyal to my girlfriend.
I mean, if you're not married, though, then it's really not that serious.
I mean, I'm not married, but at the same time, it's like, I'm looking to marry her. You know what I mean? And plus, I'm new to Miami. We just moved out here. She's out here with me, so I'm not trying to get in any trouble, so have a good one.
Are you sure?
What do you mean, am I sure?
You can't just walk. I mean, she's not here right now.
I know she's not here right now, but it's more so like, I'm just trying to stay loyal. You don't understand that?
Yeah.
Huh?
It's your loss.
I mean, how is it my loss?
You're missing out.
Am I?
Yeah.
I mean, what am I missing out on?
This.
Oh, man, bro. Bro, don't get caught up, man. She look like she's tweaking on something, man. She look like she's trying to get you out of a couple $20 bills, man. Just a couple $20 bills, man. She is just out there. Like, you could kind of just tell. It's no emotion, bro. It's almost like she's done this over and over and over again, dog. Don't fall for the trap, bro.
I'm 31. I don't have any kids. I got a credit score of 803 exact, recently pulled. I have 2 paid off cars. I'm about to close on my first house this year in May. I'm not toxic at all. I got a big booty. I'm releasing an app on iOS and Android. I work hard as fuck. Okay, so I don't cook, but I can learn. And it's not like I don't know how to cook, but I just don't cook as much as I should. I'm probably not as feminine as the average feminine female, but I wear heels, I dress up. I just feel like I have a very dominant personality. I'm just trying to figure out, how am I not married with 5 kids running around?
First of all, it's kind of weird, and I'm gonna just throw this out there. Everything you were saying in the beginning kind of sounds like a qualification a man would be running off, all right? So that leads me to say to your next comment, you're not as dominant. So if you're giving out manly traits in the beginning and qualifications, and then you're also saying that you're not as feminine as the average lady, and you have a big dominant trait, what do you think? That's you just answered your own question right there, all right? No man's want to challenge you and you bringing masculine energy to this relationship, and we're not going to deal with that, all right? Yes, you got really nice qualifications. A broke dude, a Pookie Ray Ray might be like, okay, let's run it up. Let's do something, all right? But they ain't going to last long. A solid man is looking. They might entertain the conversation, but what you're saying right now is not going to be something that's going to make them get over the hump and be like, let's go, let's get married, let's just do it, let's go all the way. And don't get me wrong, that's just me looking at a 30 second clip. It can go a little deeper, but doesn't that sound right, guys? What do you guys think? She kind of sounded like she was bringing like man stuff to the table at first, right? Thought so.
Oh, you gotta watch this.
I'm not even recording you.
Post it. I don't care. I don't want you, Mark.
Hey, stop. What are you doing, bro?
I need you. Take me back. Please. I'm going crazy. Please, Walter.
Can you please stop acting like
this? I can't.
All right, calm down.
You don't want to be with you and everybody else. I want to be everywhere. Please take me back.
What? POV, when you are shit and you taking care of things, this is where you're at. This is what happened. She is not functioning without this dude. I don't think she'll be able to continue on herself. And look, man, don't let this type of behavior really make you revert your decision, bro. If you really trying to end things because you don't like the way it's going, bro, she ain't bringing nothing to the table, man. You're doing all the work. It is what it is, and you just don't think this is a future for you, bro. Don't let this type of behavior make you go back on your decision, man. It is well known that human beings will act insane or crazy to get you to feel sympathy for them. Because right now, you're probably thinking, this girl is crazy. I feel bad for her. Come on, man. That's all a behavior. That's an act. All right? That's almost like a natural defense on what's going on to the situation. All right? So just don't fall for that, man. If that's your decision, stand on it. Keep it moving.
You go to pay for something, and I cut my eye over there, and I see you flip open your wallet, and you pull out a black card, you pull out the Amex card, you pull out
the gold, what is it called?
With the dude on there?
What's the that look like Abraham Lincoln? No, that's
the
American Express.
American Express.
Yeah, that's,
you pull out your black, your Amex, or you got one of them Chase Sapphires, or you got certain cards.
See, I got the nine, but I'm working them.
The credit is there. Debit, if the credit is there, that means he got a good mind. That means he on his money stuff. And then you look down at his shoes, and if he got on them shoes with that suede, that little soft bottom, and, girl,
let me tell you something.
When you think they ain't looking, they looking, bro. They looking at the type of credit card, bro. They stereotyping you, man. They for real. Man, it's funny because I got all those cards, bro. I got American Express card, Sapphire card. Because I'm about my money, dude. I'm about my money. But it's funny that some people just walk up or walk by you when you're checking out to observe, man. And really, that I'm telling you, just be careful, man. The world is a crazy place.
Heavy on the vitamin D, to be exact. I'm so unserious. I look like this right now, and I'm talking about getting D. Insane. No, that's not, unfortunately. Valentine's Day is 2 days away. Won't be in my future.
Now, I personally only date generous men or men that are inspired to take care of me because I naturally am a nurturer. I'm going to take care of you. Whatever I see need you need, I'm going to do. If your dishes aren't organized, I am going to organize them. If I feel like you need something business-wise and I can help, I am going to, or I'm going to find a way to help you. I feel like if I am in your life, I'm going to add value. Intentionally, I'm going to pay attention to where you don't even have to ask. If you need something, I got you. So I am only dating people who feel the same way. If you are not inspired to take care of me, or to make sure that my life is easier by being around me, baby, you don't have anything for me. I don't have anything for you. No.
Dang, bro. Sounds like she's trying to sell a used car to you, huh? Just saying, bro. Sounds good. Sounds good at first. It sounds good at first, but man, she was trying to run game. I don't know, guys, bro. Love the mindset, but man, how realistic is that? No, I guess we'll let that brother find out.
So I had a guy ask me recently, how do you know if a woman is lying when she's moving her mouth? If she's breathing, if she's alive, she's a liar. If she cough, she's lying because she really meant to sneeze. Stay woke, fellas.
You couldn't even visit me in prison until you sent me at least $2,500. Like, that was like the hurdle. Like, if you thought, like, you had to pay out your way. You gotta pay your way.
$2,500
me until $2,500 was clear.
To visit a nigga in prison.
Yes, because this is the thing. This is what you're paying for.
I thought I heard it all.
You want me? I give it to you up here. Yeah, we got time to fucking this. So first and foremost, it was $2,500 just for them to even be able to see me in person. That's gonna cost you.
Because okay, Usher.
I know for
it
a fact.
Because want to see you and Usher.
Because I knew for a fact that I was providing things that they were not getting. See, what you have to understand about the world and why I was able to navigate it like that, first of all, I look away. Second of all, I'm intelligent. Third, my conversation is fucking world-spending, right? And on top of that, I can give you something that they're not going to give you out in the world. I can really give you time and attention. So first of all, you got to pay me to listen to your problems.
Paying for
you
the experience.
You have to pay me to act like I'm concerned. And that's what I am. And then when you come see me, you know, I come hug you, my